stack of notes. So I do apologize for that, but it was really good to talk about what we talked about yesterday. But hey, good morning. Welcome to the podcast. We are doing a Facebook Live podcast, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce this podcast to you guys. And this podcast is the Diva Deets. This is the podcast where women over 40 come to talk about weight loss and all the things 40. And trying to get my computer to cooperate here. Yeah. What on earth? It's being so crazy. Good old podcasting, good old everything, all the technology. But I did a podcast 11 yesterday. And so I want to make sure that you guys are aware that that is there. And when we're doing the podcast, this is the women that want to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. And I'm excited that today's podcast that posted yesterday, it is up, episode 11, has a free giveaway with it. So that's super exciting. And I want to make sure you guys know that. So when you go to the podcast, when you go to the notes itself, they are down in the notes, and it's on my website where you can find the free meal planner, basically, and the grocery list that goes along with it. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm giving you some value. So don't forget to go download that. It's a free download for you. And you also have the opportunity to sign up for my newsletter, which is also entitled The Diva Deets. Hello, how are you doing? Kate Secret, remind me what your first name is. I know I've asked you before, but I apologize. But good morning. Good morning. It's hard to remember the handles of everybody. TikTok is funny, the funniest, I would say, of all the handles that I run into, because it'll be like, you know, Jesus's best friend, Gwen. So it's really funny. I enjoy it over there. But anywho. If you have ever felt stuck, you guys, or if you feel overwhelmed or like progress is slipping kind of through your fingers, this is where you want to stay tuned, because I'm going to give you some actionable steps that help you stay consistent no matter what life throws at you. And I'm just going to give you a good morning to me consistency kind of thing this morning. So I have a morning routine. And in the morning routine, I get up and I drink 16 ounces of water. Gret is short. Everybody knows me. Okay, cool. Gret. Maybe I haven't asked you that before. So anyways, Gret, I'm super glad you're here. But I get up and I do affirmations. I drink 16 ounces of water and I do affirmations. And when I do that, I am making sure that my husband always messages me during my podcast. He forgets, or not podcast, lives on Facebook. It just happens that I'm doing the podcast this morning too. Good morning, podcast people. consistency, I wanted to kind of throw this in because based on what we talked about on the podcast yesterday, I thought this would be a pretty good sandwich for everything that we did. And if you follow me on Facebook and you're inside of my Facebook group, you saw how I do my meal planning and my meal prep with my husband. There's a lot of rock, paper, scissors of who gets to do what, but it works, right? It works for us. But this morning when I got up, I did my morning routine. My husband hid my key from me in my car. I was looking for my key. So that threw me off. So I was 6 minutes late to get to. I still have a handful. I have three in-person clients left. And I got to my client 6 minutes late, which was fine, and got him through his workout. And then I came home, and when I came home, the kitty cats had just taken everything on my desk and thrown it everywhere. And so I had to take the time to go ahead and put that up. And so it's like one of those things where you kind of have to just figure out how to adjust to everything that's around you. And you have to know that consistency is the key that unlocks the door to everything on your weight loss journey. So I haven't missed a step. I'm just a little bit behind. Does that make sense? So that's kind of why this is sort of a goofy setup, because I just wasn't ready. The other thing that I'm doing this morning, and all of you will relate to this, is filling out that freaking FAFSA. So my son is going into welding school. And one of the things that began sometime in the last decade that I'm aware of is that they pay for welding school through the Tennessee Promise. But in order to get access to the Tennessee Promise, you have to fill out that blasted FAFSA. And I thought I was done with that. My daughter's been out of college for a while now. She's graduated high school over 10 years ago, like 12 years ago now. But if you are like me and you have felt stuck, overwhelmed, or like progress is slipping through your fingers, just stay tuned. You've all heard about my morning, and it's learning how to stay consistent no matter what life throws at you, right? So we talk about this all the time, but I can't emphasize enough. It's not about being perfect. It's just about showing up on a regular basis, even on those days that are tough. I'm going to go ahead and pull Facebook up. I can tell it's being, it's doing an update. Maybe that's what's going on with it. It's the thing about being consistent, showing up regularly, even on the tough days, that is what forms our terrible grit. Oh my gosh. That is what builds momentum over time because it creates trust in yourself and in your plan. We've talked about that before, that your subconscious, you can't really lie to it. It knows when you're lying. So you can't half-ass decide to do something. Otherwise, it's never going to be something that spawns you on or pushes you. So you have to think about creating trust in yourself and in your plan. And so I'm going to just pull this up and I'm going to turn me all the way down because I don't need to hear me. It looks like it's there. Okay, so that's good. But the other thing about it is it delivers sustainable results. Hey, Lisa, how are you this morning? Delivers sustainable results versus quick fixes. And I'm not a quick fix coach. I'm just not. So think about brushing your teeth. You don't skip it just because you're running late. Or if you do, hopefully you've got a toothbrush in your car or a backup plan, right? Because gross, ew, you don't breathe on people. The same mindset applies to your health journey. So we're going to talk about the three pillars of consistency that we preach in the diva realm of ladies. And so this is really important. So you may want to grab a pen and write it down. You want to make sure that you are being clear on what you're working toward. Is it fat loss? Is it feeling more energized? Is it losing 10 pounds? Is it fitting into that dress so that I can go to the wedding and feel happy? Is it looking good for a cruise? It's real important that you have a clear definition because you have to define your goal and then remind yourself why it matters. It's always about the why. We're talking about the why a lot this week. So what is your main goal? You can drop it in the comments or you can message it to me privately, but what is your main goal? And if you can tell me that, then you have to look at your main goal and ask yourself, well, why? Why is that important to me? And I feel like when I sit down on a call with a client, that is the question that gets asked probably three times is what I try to do because I really want to dig and find out why. Because if they're just coming to me because they want to look at a bikini, that will fade. You know, at 49, I do wear a bikini for you guys, but it's not because I'm trying to look good in a bikini. I'm trying to exude confidence. I'm trying to feel good and feel healthy and feel strong. And the best way to show my body to you in that and be honest and be brutally honest isn't a bikini, right? Is everybody going to want to wear a bikini? No, they're not. So what is your actual why? Most of the time it's because I want to be here with my grandkids. When my grandkids come, I want to be able to play with my grandkids or my grandnephews, grandnieces, whatever it is. So you want to make sure that you have that why. And then we have to take everything and really simplify it. Simplify your habits. We have the four pillar habits for divas. The four pillar habits are make sure you're doing three workouts to get strong. Maybe four is preferable per week. Within that, you are getting 96 to 128 ounces of water, a minimum of 6,000 steps. And you are eating on a meal plan that has the right amount of macronutrients as recommended on TDEEcalculator.net. Okay. So you have to have those specific, simple habits, okay? So start with meal prep. One meal prep. Just have a meal plan and do the same thing for about a month. People are like, oh, like it's boring. Does it though? You're just eating food. If you're always thinking about food being exciting and fun and an adventure, you've lost sight of the fact that it's fuel. So figure out how to do it where it needs to be done. Just like you brush your teeth. You're not wandering around brushing your teeth and be like, today, I'm about to use the Sparkle Red toothpaste because that's more fun. Maybe you are like that. I don't know. I've never seen Sparkle Red toothpaste. I would be down for that, actually. But you want to make sure that you're kind of keeping it in context. We're just taking toothpaste. We're brushing our teeth. Same thing with meals. We're starting with that one meal prep. We're following that one meal plan. We're following one workout plan for at least 4 weeks. Why? Because you don't know if you're getting stronger unless you repeat a workout. Did you know that? The people that are like, I have to have something different every time. That's not good for you mentally. You have to know and see and feel progression. If you can't, you don't actually know if you're getting stronger. So, I mean, are you getting stronger in a chest press if you only do it once a month? You have no idea. No idea. So you want to make sure that that is part of the plan. So one meal prep plan, one workout plan. And then this week within that, committing for one small change, just one small change this week. So 1 week at a time, one commitment, one change, right? How are you, Miss Lisa? Instead of saying that you're going to work out 7 days, if you've never, ever, ever, ever done that, that's quite stupid to promise yourself that. It just is not going to make any sense. Commit to 3 days and then freaking nail them. I mean, ooh, own those suckers, right? So my plan was to do 3 workouts this week. I have had to adapt and adjust because my one workout caused me to spot and bleed. And it wasn't just 1 day, it was 2 days. And so I didn't, had stopped by Tuesday. I worked out Monday, it had stopped by Tuesday. But guess what I did yesterday? I rested, but I'm also recovering from having a major organ removed from my body. So that is what I chose to do. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to hit my 3 days. I'm just having to adapt because my body was telling me, hey, you actually need to rest. And I am working on making sure that I recover the best as I possibly can. So I'm not pushing that envelope. Does that make sense? The other thing is you need some accountability. We have the divas. The divas are a great place to have accountability. The paid group is a great place to be in because in the paid group of divas, everybody has invested money in themselves. And so they are there to take it seriously. We do have a free group that gives you lots of free resources. It is on the top of my Facebook page, Donya Powers on Facebook. And you just scroll down. The very first pinned thing is the Empowered Coaching Divas free group. Okay. So you just need to find something, somebody or something that's going to help you hold yourself accountable. It could be the divas. It could be a buddy. It could be, I don't know, your mom, your daughter, or even just tracking in a progress journal. Like, how can you hold yourself accountable for what you need to get done? And then what happens when you slip up? Because you're going to slip up, right? Are you the person that's like, I quit? So many people are. Or one of the things that came at me a lot last semester was like, I've got this trip. Well, then we've got the holidays. Well, then we've got birthdays. You're always going to have those. So you have to stop looking at things as a reason to completely quit everything, even if you are the most over the top person on earth, right? So slips are not failures. Missing a workout, having an indulgent meal does not erase a year worth of progress. You know what I mean? The faster that you snap out of that, the less impact it has on your momentum, the faster you recover. Now, sometimes the body actually needs some rest. And hopefully you, like me, are listening to that. But your body, unless you're recovering from the flu or something, doesn't need 7 days in a row of rest, right? Hey, Jennifer, do you go? You want to make sure that you are keeping yourself accountable for getting the proper amount of rest, but you also want to make sure that you're not using that as an excuse to just quit, to just give up. So the faster you recover, the less impact it has on your momentum. And you have to remind yourself, hey, I'm still in the game. I'm still grooving right along. And so keep a reset meal or a to-go workout, something simple, something easy that you can go to when you need to get back on track. Does that make sense? And so that's really, really important. What is one area, you guys, what is one area that you guys struggle with in consistency? For me, for a long time, it was my morning routine, having a routine in the morning, just being quite honest with you. And I think that I was great until the hysterectomy. And then the hysterectomy threw me all kinds of, you know, I was sleeping all the time. Fatigue is the real deal right after you have that surgery. Well, and still to this day, about 7 p.m., I'm done. I'm just so cooked. And so, just drop your struggle in the comments, you know, let's just talk about it. Let's chat about it. Let's brainstorm solutions so that you can get past your struggle because on the other side of struggle is always where we're supposed to be. Doesn't matter what you're going through. You're always going to have to forge through the struggle to get on the other side, to be able to have that victory, to be able to have that control and to be able to say, okay, now what's next? Because you can't ever get to that next level unless you get through that struggle. Does that make sense? Gret says, I struggle with keeping my workout movement as a priority. I get that. So one of the things that I do is just commit to those 3 days. Just honestly, if you'll commit to those 3 days, everything seems just to leapfrog ahead. Gosh, it goes by so fast. I will agree with that. So if you are struggling with it, just look at 3 days and see which ones you commit to, and then put it in your calendar as if it was a doctor's appointment, and make yourself just do that 1 week. And then once you get through that week, try it again. And then once you get through that week, after four of those, maybe add a fourth day. Does that make sense? So baby step yourself into it, staying consistent, and have your set up days. You know, make them non-negotiables. If people are like, I want to go out for coffee, great. After I do this, I'm available after this. Hey, Chrissy, my bestest nieces. How's Megan and the new baby? So exciting. So what would you guys, it makes sense, Greg. It really does. Just simplify it. So what would you guys like more of? We're going to be doing another series of live next week. I've got one more live this week, tomorrow morning at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We can talk about meal prep. We can talk about workouts. I will say the podcast 11, episode 11 on DVDs, which you can find on Spotify and you can find it on YouTube. They are free. It's a free podcast, obviously. But I did a total meal prep episode, and with it comes a free meal planner, 7-day meal planner, and a grocery list as well for you to download. And so make sure you go check out that episode. It's in the notes of the episode on Spotify, and it's in the notes of the episode on You of the Tube. What about water? You guys need to know about more about water. What about staying motivated? What's going to help you guys? I want to make sure that I'm serving you. So if you think about it for a minute, let's say you come back to this post and be like, you know, I'd really like to hear about da-da. So that I'm serving you guys the best that I possibly can. But going back to consistency is queen, which is what our series is about. Consistency is queen because it builds momentum. It creates trust and it delivers results. And so remember, clarity, simplicity, and accountability are your best tools when it comes to having the best plan for yourself. So no matter how small your step is, any step forward, every bit of progress counts. Forward progress, no matter how slow, is still progress. So keep showing up for yourself, you guys. You deserve this. And so I want you to put your biggest goal for the week. I think probably Gretz says, you know, figure out her movement, figure out how to put it in for her next week for sure. What is the top goal for your week? So that you can even send it to me privately if you don't want to put it out here, because it might be something crazy. Gretz says, seriously, portions. My food choices are great, but the portion, I'll do more on portion control. If that will help you guys, we'll for sure cover stuff like that. I think it's important to understand the portions. And in fact, I think the reel that I'm posting this morning actually covers a little bit of that. So that may really help you. I haven't posted it yet because I wasn't quite finished with it. It's right inside of my draft though. So it'll be popping up as soon as I jump off of here. So anyways, don't forget to join us on our next topic and tomorrow as we continue the Consistency is Queen series. And I, for some reason, I don't have that written down what it is for this, so it's a surprise, which is great. And thanks for spending the morning with me. And remember, as always, ladies, stay strong and stay consistent and stay fabulous. My divas, bye Instagram. And face of the book. Appreciate you guys. I hate that nobody was here, but hey, hashtag replay if you are watching this on replay, and I will holla at you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.